Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Norm at Night. It's Tuesday, it's 11 o'clock, and here I am online. You can reach me at 347-945-6713. And here's just a little song to start things off.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure, some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. Maybe people think I'm somewhere wandering, if to go to Tokyo or rather farther. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I even try to be more true than usually and pay AT&T. My state was bad and getting worse. I knew I had to fight the curse. My
So why does no one call me? Well, if you want to call tonight, reach me at 347-945-6713. Tonight, I guess, we'll talk about the fire sale. Governor Bogdanovich in Illinois, just unbelievable, arrested by the FBI today. Just when I was starting to believe in starting to get change I can believe in, of course, I get Governor Bogdanovich. He's trying to fill the seat of Barack Obama that was vacated when we elected the man president. Makes you wonder. Barack Obama, senator from Illinois, who was the governor when he was elected senator? This guy. He could not have gotten elected senator without this man's support. Is there a connection? Everybody says no, of course there isn't. And so I'm going to have to go with that. But what do you think? 347-945-6713. Give us a call. Or you can Skype me at BoogeCon. And I got a few people on here. Let me say hello. and see if maybe they can join us online. Why would somebody do what this guy did? Can someone explain that to me? Really unbelievable. Hard to believe that anybody would do that, that it could be so crass. You know, I mean, let's face it, we're going to fill Hillary Clinton's seat, governor of New York. We're going to fill Joe Biden's seat, the governor of Delaware. They're going to appoint people to the Senate seat. Maybe we can have a fire sale. Maybe we should sell them all. I'm almost ashamed to say that I'm a Democrat, but why should we be any different than the Republicans? Why is there such rife corruption in our whole political establishment? I just don't understand it, and I want somebody to call in and tell me. While we're waiting here, I just want everybody to know. I don't know if there's anything else to say. I want everybody to know that I got the Jeep back. The car is like brand new, unreal. It's sort of like the glass is half full now from the car getting stolen. I had a lot of other work done to it. The Jeep is cooking, and I'm pretty happy on that score. Saturday night, I went and got my Christmas tree. The family and I went Christmas tree hunting. We went to Homestead Gardens in Davidsonville, Maryland. The trees are expensive, but it's a beautiful place. They got llamas across the street, and I really enjoyed it. I have five lines open, 347-945-6713. Come on, all you Facebookers out there. I sent 150 or so of you an invitation. I'd like to make a public thank you right now to an old boss of mine who just did a really wonderful thing and managed to collect up a lot of old chess sets from a place I used to work a long time ago and mailed them to me. And though the chess sets themselves, you know, aren't really worth very much, the whole thought of someone doing that and remembering me and remembering, excuse me, all of the work we did with all of those kids who played chess in that old school. And we took that little school, really the school nobody heard of, and we actually made them a powerhouse in Maryland scholastic chess in the late 80s and early 90s. And that was really a touching thing. And I thank you, Andy. Thank you so very, very much for that. There still are people who integrity and care and friendship matter, and you're one of them. And I hope there's a lot more of you out there, because when we encounter these things, like the governor of Illinois, and I mean, if the guy is guilty, and that remains to be seen, and hopefully we'll see about it in court, it just makes you wonder, why do we bother with this whole thing at all? I mean, everybody out to get rich, to find out, you know, what they can get for themselves. Well, I don't know, Mr. Obama, change I can believe in. Well, that's the political system you come out of. I really hope it doesn't taint you, because I really, really don't know what there's left for this country if it does. I hope we'll see what happens with Hillary Clinton's seat in New York. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it's a different kind of corruption. All of a sudden, this Kennedy woman is going to become the senator from New York. I'm not 100% sure. I remember campaign, you know, they tell, well, her, wait 1 second. I got a call coming in here. Go ahead. You're on, Norman. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hello? Hello? Hello, you're on Norman.
Hello,
you're on Norman at night. I'm not hearing the occult of Larray.
I'm hearing the occult of Larray.
Are you with us? Are you with us?
Well, I don't know. I guess
we're
having
a connection problem. All right, I'm going to hang up on this phone
if I'm calls back.
Oh, God, my phone is doing something weird. Call back, call to LaRaison. Do you want to talk about the governor of Illinois or the governor of New York or the governor of Delaware? Because they're all going to be selling senators or appointing senators. I'm really sorry. I haven't heard anything about who might put in for Joe Biden's seat, but we'll see. Looks like the Kennedys are trying to buy another seat in New York. Well, buy, I'm not meaning that where they're actually trying to bribe the governor, but to think, you know, it's Uncle Teddy, senator from Massachusetts, so I guess if we want to have another senator, we got to do it from some other state, and I guess New York's as good as any. As sad as I am that Bobby Kennedy was killed, because I don't think anybody should be killed, I was not a very happy person when he carpetbagged into the state of New York to run for senator in 1966. In fact, I guess from 66 to 68 was 2 years of my life when I actually flirted with being a Republican, and the Kennedys were the reason for that. Yeah, I'm not a lover of Jack Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, or the Kennedy family in general, but I guess I'm going to burn in hell for that, because he was the one and only Catholic president we ever had, and I can still remember my nuns telling me, make sure your parents vote for him or we'll all go to hell. Well, I'm sure my father voted for Jack Kennedy. I guess I would have in 1960, even though I was 10 years old. But as things worked out, the leader of Camelot was nothing but a thug. Anyway, we got about 15 minutes to go here on the show. You can call in at 347-945-6713. I'm not positive where Cult de la Raison went, but give it, oh, wait, here we go. I think we're back. Hey, you're on the air with Norm at Night.
Hey, guy, I tried to get through through the computer using my microphone, but something went wrong there. I'm getting a whole lot of static. Are you hearing that too?
Yeah, I'm hearing the static, but I'm glad you're on tonight.
Let me move on to the other room here. I find that if I use this phone too close to the computer, I've got so much equipment running in there. You know, some kind of interference going on.
Yeah, there was something going screwy because my phone was feedbacking to me on the other, when that other call came in. We still got four lines open here, 347-945-6713. Why does no one call me?
Oh, God. So Did you get all those other songs I sent to you?
I did, and they haven't thrown me off the air yet, so I guess these are okay.
Let me think. Yeah, mostly. Well, the Christmas song.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the words. I'm talking about whether or not they're what they call pod safe.
Oh, okay.
But you know, I've played them a couple of times, and all you guys out there, you know, just give me a call at 347-945-6713, because if you don't, I'm going to have to play the song again.
Oh.
And in fact, here, why don't we have a little bit of it? It's so much fun.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone.
So, why does no one give me a call?
No one.
Well, I stopped it. I gotta learn my electronics here. But I got one caller on, and we're about to delve into the governor of Illinois. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've already heard commentary that, what do you expect out of Illinois and Chicago?
Well, you know, I know.
Much, you know, that's the way they run their government, you know.
I have a question for you. Can you become senator from Illinois without the support and approval of guys like that?
Well, I mean, you know, they still have the old boss system. You know what I mean? I mean, certainly, you remember
Barack Obama?
You remember
Barack Obama? Does Barack Obama? Go ahead.
Well, you remember, well, even in Buffalo, you know, Boss Kringle, right?
You know? Oh, absolutely.
Except this was, you know, I mean, this was so blatant. But he was under investigation all along. They just happened to catch this and, you know, there you have it. But
well, you know, I'll be perfectly honest. You know, the whole thing is reprehensible. But it makes me a little nervous the FBI can tap the phone of a governor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this wasn't just, you know, Joe Blow in Bowie, Maryland. This was the governor of the state of Illinois.
Okay, well, did we have a judge approve that?
Well, I don't know.
What I wonder. I mean, we would have to have that.
I hope so. Well, ask those guys.
Were they using the Patriot Act? I mean, they do use that for.
Oh, I'm sure. I was going to, you know, the next thing you know, they'll be shipping the governor to Guantanamo.
Yeah, well, you know. See, this is the thing. I mean, the, you know, FISA has been abused for quite a number of times. They've used it for parolees. They've used it for online pornography. They've used it, the FBI and the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives, and then the
those poor people
in the U.S. Marshals. They've all used it for, you know, to not for anything related to terrorism. They've used it for all sorts of other stuff that they could never break before. And, you know, I'd be curious to see if a judge approved the wiretap or not.
Well, they haven't approved any other ones. But the other thing that sort of disturbs me, this is a state issue. What right does the federal government have to go in and intervene in Illinois? How they pick their senators, it's none of their damn business.
Yeah, I suppose. But, I mean, you know, there are, well, let's see. I'm not sure about exact, you know, how, you know, what federal laws are violated. You know, certainly they must have something in the books. So it's all pretty recent, so I don't know what he's being charged with or any of it. So, you know, yeah, I've been out most of the day, so I haven't kept up on it.
Well, you know, I was teaching today, and everybody knows I'm a flaming lefty, and one of my students had to bring it to my attention, and it just absolutely stunned me.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm wondering about, and I've been looking for him all night, I heard rumors that the actual videotapes are out on the internet somewhere. And I've been trying.
Yeah, I heard the audio tapes on television. That was on the Business Channel.
Oh, I didn't hear them anywhere, and I've been actually looking for them. Illino. I always have trouble spelling Illinois.
Oh, let me think.
Illinois.
OIS. Yeah.
Illinois Governor Wire Tap Tapes. Let's see. Maybe I can get one on the air here. That'd be kind of fun. You know, the really interesting thing, the prosecutor is the same guy that put Scooter Libby away. Right now. Let's see here. Wiretaps. I'm not finding the actual tapes here. I'm finding all kinds of news stories. Oh, it's great. Wiretaps and bribery. They got a picture of him on, with Barack Obama. Really interesting that they would choose that picture.
Yes, well, the conservatives are having a lot of fun with this, I'm sure. I haven't gone to look at the blogs yet, but...
Yeah, you know, who knows? Maybe this guy ended up in a bathroom with, what's that senator's name?
Larry.
Craig.
Larry Craig.
I got four lines open here, 347-945-6713. Come on, if you're out there, give us a call. Join in this discussion about the governor of Illinois. Actually, the prosecutor is Patrick Fitzgerald. That's his name.
Oh.
And he's the same guy that prosecuted Scooter Libby.
Yeah, well. I guess it wouldn't be too late to start writing your request for a pardon. I mean, you know, early, but, you know. Depending on how far Obama gets here, but he'll be on the pardon.
Who knows?
Sure.
Bush may give him a pardon, you know? They were... I'm trying to think if they would, because he's in his second term. No, they wouldn't have been governors together. George Bush would have left the governorship of Texas.
Yeah, but Bush hasn't been... You know, in fact, he's had very few pardons compared to...
Billy Clinton just sort of wore out the pardon power in those last couple of weeks.
That's actually an executive privilege that probably shouldn't be there, you know. I mean,
I don't know.
I don't like that. I'm not keen on a very strong executive branch, especially the way things have gone over the last 8 years.
There's no question about that. George Bush has tipped the balance.
But, you know, the idea that the executive branch can override everybody, you know, regardless of the crime. I mean, if he wants to pardon O.J., he can. If he wants to pardon Manson, he can. It's too much power for one person to have, and it you know it subverts the whole system. You know, I think that's something, it's an antiquated law, and it had its purpose in the 1700s, but now it doesn't.
Well, you know, so what do you think out there? Should the president be able to pardon people? Call in. Don't let my old friend from Buffalo dominate the discussion here, because if you get two Buffalo boys talking here, you know, there's no telling where the conversation is going to go. 347-945-6713. Speaking of Buffalo, I was there for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And remember I used to park the Porsche right in front of the window at J.P. Bullfeathers?
Yeah, sure.
I was half tempted to hop the curb and park there for old time's sake when I drove by the place on two Saturdays ago.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to the Albright Knox, and then we took a ride down Elmwood, and I wanted to stop in, but my brother wouldn't go for it.
Oh,
and since driving, you know. But it really was fun to see the old haunts. Kohl's is still there. The other places are there, but they all have different names. But J.P. Bullfeathers and Kohl's are still there. Well, we got about 3 minutes remaining, so why doesn't somebody give us a call at 347-945-6713 or Skype me at BoogeCon, and you can get the last few minutes in here.
Yeah, last time I was there, both of those places were open, and No Name was still there.
No Name, that's right, but it's got
No Name. And it still had No Name on it, so I assume it was still No Name. But
I can't remember. I couldn't remember the name of No Name.
Oh.
That's right. So I couldn't.
Yeah, and then further down the street was Merlin's.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, because my brother and I had a big fight about this.
Mm-hmm.
Was there or was there not a Mighty Taco at Delavan and Elmwood?
Oh, let me think. Oh, that sounds about right, but the one we went to was on North Bailey.
But didn't we go to the one at Delavan and Elmwood, too?
There was one in that area, but I don't picture it.
I swear it was right there on...
There was one on Hurdle, I think.
Oh, they were everywhere. But I'm convinced the very first Mighty Taco was the one at Delavan and Elmwood.
Yeah, oh, that's tough. I remember their commercials. They were hysterical.
Oh, I want your money at the mighty taco.
Yeah.
Oh, they were hilarious.
And those gigantic bean burritos. Holy God. And they had zucchini.
They
had everything in them. And they weighed over a pound.
For 3 days.
Yeah, oh, they were good going down. Well. Yeah.
Yes, they were.
So,
but the first time I ever had a soft...
What was that?
I said the first time I ever had a soft taco was at the Mighty.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right, because we were pretty much novices to Mexican food. Most of us had never met a Mexican, let alone ate anything. we had the crunchy tacos. And you bite them, and they crack and fall apart on the first bite.
Action.
All over your lap.
And crunchy tacos.
Yeah. So.
But anyway, it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like we're only going to get a call from the coast here as we go into the last 45 seconds. I am going to say goodbye and leave us with another Max song, because the fact of the matter is we are all now. And this is going to end another Norm at Night.
I've paid my dues time after time.
Oh, why
I've
can't we all be in Berlin in
1928? And bad mistakes I've made a few.
This is my favorite version of this song.
I've had my hands kicked in my face.
Yeah,
I've come
through. I think it's, I haven't heard any other version of it.
Oh, it's big
we
in
the
soccer
champions,
world.
My friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We
okay,
are the champions. No time for losers.
And
but
I
we are the champions.
Early, so I'm going to go to bed. Talking with you, and I will hope to see you next day. And Norm at Night is out. Good night, Cup. And that's it for another Norm at Night. Oh.